Are we back? We're back? We're back. Welcome back to your Mike Malloy Show. Hey there, Truth Seekers. It's I, Brad Friedman of BradBlog.com. Yes, your friendly citizen investigative blogger, journalism troublemaker. What? Me? Troublemaking? Troublemaker and muckraker and all-around swell fellow, says me. We've got a lively conversation, a lively debate going on in the chat room right now. If you want to join that debate at bradblog.com, go to the first item, the top item there, click on through to the chat room. It's free. It's lovely. And you'll meet all of our closest friends there. Margo Paez, Bob Kincaid, the great Bob Kincaid, is in the chat room, is in the house. Jeannie Dean is there, all sorts of folks, so stop on by. Or, if you'd like to be on your public airwaves, this is the hour for it. We've got a bunch of lines open, too. 877-520-1150. That's 877-520-1150. Don't wait until the end. And, oh, by the way, you right-wingers out there, don't wait until the end of the damn show. Because you do that all the time. You wait till the end of the damn show. You come in, you say your thing, and I got to give you short shrift. Call in, 877-520-1150. We'll see if you have anything worth staying, but I'd love to talk to you about it. So, they're debating that last hour about Ron Paul and what to make of him. many things I didn't get to ask Doug Weed about. But, you know, for all his libertarianism, what's up with Ron Paul and his abortion thing? I don't get it. And I really wanted to ask Doug to explain that because, you know, you're a libertarian, you're against big government. What bigger government is there than taking away the right for a woman to choose? I just never have understood that that position of Paul's. The rest of his positions are largely ideologically pure. Love them or hate those positions. I'll tell you what. Here's the difference, and here's why I'm far more interested in Ron Paul as a candidate, as a politician, whatever, than I am in Mitt Romney and the rest of the liars in the Republican Party. Ron Paul's not lying; he believes this stuff, and a lot of the stuff you may agree with him on. You know, getting out of the foreign wars, ending this ridiculous drug war. Oversight of the Fed, but all the ones they don't tell you about. Basically, letting corporations have free reign. They like to use the word free markets. The magic hand, the invisible hand of the market. Well, I don't think it works out that well, personally, but Ron Paul does. He actually believes it. It's a legitimate position to hold. Unlike Mitt Romney, who is full of crap, who will say anything he wants, anything he needs to get elected, to be beloved, whatever. You know, I would love to see a debate between Ron Paul and Barack Obama, if only because Ron Paul would probably force Barack Obama to the left on many things. He is to the left of Barack Obama on many issues. I would love to see that debate. I would love to see Obama's feet held to the fire over, you know, targeting U.S. citizens, over kill lists. The Republican, the GOP establishment certainly ain't going to. They love that part of the policy. No matter what they tell you, they love that part of Barack Obama. So they're not going to hold his feet to the fire. The Democrats, well, they got to support their guy, I guess. At least the, Democratic Party, the politicians, so they're not going to hold Barack Obama's feet to the fire. But on killing U.S. citizens, targeting them for assassination, Ron Paul might. Well, that would be an interesting debate, wouldn't it? In any case, it's a legitimate debate. And, ultimately we get the government we deserve if we had a level playing field in the electoral system. By level playing field, I mean got the corporate money that is bastardizing our system out of the system. Had a voting system that could be overseen by we the people. In other words, hand-counted paper ballots, because that's the only thing I know that can be overseen by the citizens. If we had a level playing field in our electoral system, then we would get the government we deserve, and then we would have a hell of an interesting debate between a Barack Obama and a Ron Paul. And we'll see where things fall. We'll see where the American people fall. But right now, of course, we don't have a level playing field. We've got corporations who are just destroying our system. There's a fight. We're going to talk about this a little bit tomorrow night, by the way, with Justin Elliott from ProPublica and Sue Wilson from the Media Action Center. The FCC is trying to make a new rule that would require television stations to place their public political files online. Right now, you can walk up to any television station or radio station. These are our public airwaves, and you can ask to see their public files. And in those public files, it shows who has paid for all of these ads, all of this propaganda, these political ads, and, you know, they have to show you these files by law. So the FCC is trying to say, well, why don't we pass a law? I'm sorry, why don't we change the rule that will require the TV stations, at least in the top 50 markets, to put their public files online? Why should you have to walk to the TV station, knock on the door, oh, can I see your public? Put them online. They're already public files. Well, the Republicans are trying to block that new rule at the FCC for some reason. The House Appropriations Financial Services Committee voted along party lines to prohibit the FCC from implementing the proposal to add this transparency to the political process. We're going to talk about that and some responses and solutions to that, some pushing back to that tomorrow night on the show. In any case, 877-520-1150, 877-520-1150. Well, I got some more. Well, let me get to some phone. Oh, certainly let me get to Ron in Prescott. He's been holding forever. Okay, Ron, welcome back to the Mike Malloy Show, sir. Thank you for holding. What is on your mind, my friend?
Yeah, thank you, Brad. Are you aware of the firestorm that the conservative, non-establishment conservative talk show host who Ron Paul claims gave him half of his people and half of his finance funds, is upset that Rand Paul has endorsed Mitt Romney and that Ron Paul has said nothing, and 85% of his listeners are furious at Rand and Ron Paul for Rand's endorsement of Mitt Romney
when did
the convention started.
When did Rand endorse Mitt Romney?
He came out, and this was a few days ago.
Really?
I think 2-3 days ago.
Really?
Monday,
okay.
I think it was.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what someone was, what the caller Chris was referring to, because I think
yeah,
I missed.
That's what she was talking
okay.
about.
Okay. Yeah, no, I didn't hear that. And, no, listen, the Ron Paul folks that I talk to, you know, who have supported this guy for years, who love this guy for, you know, for good or bad, you say, well, what about Rand Paul? They go, no way. He's a pretender. This is, Rand is not like Ron. Rand is like Sarah Palin. And so they don't care for him. I don't know that this plan is going to work out so well, if that's the plan to, you know, 4 years ago pave the way for a younger Paul to take
the
nomination.
Here's what I think, Brad.
Yeah.
Here's, I've been following this for several years.
Okay.
And here's what I think's happening.
Yeah.
Ron Paul knew he couldn't get the nomination this year. Okay, when his son ran 2 years ago for the Senate and won, he figured he'd run this year just to get more support to build his campaign empire, and then hand it over to his son.
Well, listen, if that was his plan, I don't think that's going to work.
So, yeah, I think he made a mistake because he should have told Rand, do not give your support to Mitt Romney until after the convention.
It's going to be an interesting convention, Ron. I appreciate your thoughts. I appreciate your holding.
Yeah.
And, by the way, I appreciate your town of Prescott, Arizona. I love it. We went camping up there. I hope to go back there soon.
Okay, Brad.
Thanks,
Thank
Ron.
You
Good talking to you. All right, 877-520-1150. We'll take a quick break here. Come back with more of your calls. 877-520-1150. Your thoughts on any of this or other issues as well. I see Mark in San Francisco wants to talk about the emergency managers up in Michigan. Looks like Edward True is on the line. Cool. You're listening to Brad Friedman on the Mike Malloy Show. Find out who Edward True is right after this. Welcome back to the Mike Malloy Show. Brad Friedman in for Mike Malloy all week long. Don't worry, Mike will be back Monday. Our number is 877-520-1150. Don't wait till the end of the show to get in, especially you right-wingers, because I can't give you proper. Anyway, 877-520-1150. And yes, indeed, I totally missed this. It was on Friday. I think I was stuck in Wisconsin land at that point. Last Friday, Republican Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky endorsed Mitt Romney for president Thursday night. But he made clear he'd prefer someone else. Well, there's a ringing endorsement. I endorse Mitt, but I'd like someone else. He said, in fact, my first choice had always been my father. I campaigned for him when I was 11 years old. He's still my first pick. The Tea Party favorite told Fox News' Sean Hannity. But now that the nominating process is over tonight, I'm happy to announce that I'm going to be supporting Governor Mitt Romney. So whatever it is that Ron Paul supporters may have in mind for Tampa, apparently they ain't reading Rand Paul into it. Or there's nothing there at all. In which case, Doug Weed, who we talked to in the last hour, in which case he, the senior advisor for Ron Paul, he don't know nothing either. Isn't it all interesting? Let me get to the phones here, 877-520-1150. And we've got Edward True. I'll tell you who he is in a second, calling in to us from Iowa. Hey, Edward, welcome to the Mike Malloy Show, sir.
Thank you for taking my call.
Yeah, I'll tell people who you are in a moment, but let me just ask you this right off the bat. I know you're a huge Ron Paul supporter. Do you also support Rand Paul?
You know, I support a lot of the things that he stands for, and I know there's been a lot of talk about Rand Paul's endorsement, and the one that I think a lot of people are I guess not looking at is Rand Paul. Has already came out, you know, a while back and stated he will support the eventual nominee.
Well, but he did full-throated endorsement here. He said, I'm happy. He said, tonight I'm happy to announce that I'm going to be supporting Governor Mitt Romney. He was, he has not said that before, Ed.
Well, the way that they're perceiving everything is that the nominating process is finished, according to at least the mainstream media.
No, Edward, according to Rand Paul, who said, quote, but now that the nominating process is over, tonight I'm happy to announce that I'm going to be supporting Governor Mitt Romney.
Yes, and the nominating process is not over.
Okay, well,
that's the only one I disagree with.
All right, well, somebody ought to tell Rand Paul. Okay, Edward, you called in for another reason, but let me explain who Edward True is, because we've talked about you on this show before. So thanks for calling in. Back at the Iowa caucuses, you were one of the folks who stepped forward. You were the first folks who stepped forward and said, wait a minute, they were counting these ballots. They were counting the ballots publicly at the caucuses, in the Republican caucuses, but the party was reporting them inaccurately, and in fact, because you came out and other people confirmed that in fact the GOP was reporting it inaccurately, the GOP was forced to change their results to give true results, if you will, Edward True. And instead of who wanted it first? Instead of Mitt Romney winning, it became in truth Rick Santorum ended up being the real winner of Iowa with hand-counted paper ballots, publicly hand-counted, seen by everyone, so that Edward True could step forward and correct the error malfeasance that the party may have pulled here. And you can only do that with hand-counted paper ballots. And by the way, at the GOP caucus in Iowa, which was run by the GOP, they didn't require require any of their voters to use photo ID. So that's who Edward True is. He's a hero of mine. Thank you, Edward. And to what do we owe the honor of your call tonight?
Well, first off, I'd like to say that you're actually a hero of mine. So,
well, thank you.
I guess we're each other's hero. One that I wanted to touch on. One of the other things that I've been helping with, I don't know if you had received my email or not, but I sent you a copy of it. There's a lot of the people, you know, that such as myself that have been involved mm-hmm. with being, I guess, defrauded and everything by the GOP. And there's currently over 100 of us, but we have filed a class action lawsuit against the GOP.
For what?
Violations of 42 U.S.C. 1971 to 1974, and then also violations of the Code of Federal Regulations 100.2.
What did they do in a nutshell? Because we've only got a minute here, Edward. Okay. Very quickly, what did they do? Edward, we lost you. Are you still there, Edward?
Okay.
There you go.
Yes.
In some of the states,
okay,
what? Yeah.
In some of the states, they went far enough to where Ron Paul delegates won the delegate spots, but they're sending them affidavits saying, you're signing this affidavit swearing that you will go there and vote for Mitt Romney. But according to your voter rights, that I don't believe they can do, because in there it talks about how, based on the color of law, you're free to vote for whoever you want regardless. There cannot be any threats or coercion or, I guess, misguided mm-hmm. attempts to make you vote in any other way but your conscience.
It's an interesting suit, Edward, and I believe I did get it. I haven't gotten to read it. You sent the email. Thank you for that. Where can people go very quickly to read more about this complaint?
Electionfraudremedy.com. Electionfraudremedy.com is where people can go. And then also, if people have been, I guess, disenfranchised or cheated from it, you can add your testimony and become a plaintiff involved in it.
Hang on the line, Edward. Already the end of this show. This one's flown by. 877-520-1150. Brad Friedman of bradblog.com in for Mike Malloy on the Mike Malloy program. Interesting night. I wanted to clarify it because I had to hard break there at the bottom of the hour, but the complaint that has now been filed against the Republican National Committee and Reince Priebus, chairman of the Republican National Committee, by some, I think we got 250 delegates, 250 Republican delegates. That was filed on Monday in the Ninth Circuit Court. I'm looking at it here. The case was filed up there in Santa Ana, California, basically saying that the Republican Party is now sending these affidavits to the delegates, making them, forcing them, to vote a certain way, and this lawsuit charges that is illegal. We'll see if they're right or wrong, but you can get more information, as Edward True was telling us, at electionfraudremedy.com, where he says people can join as plaintiffs as well. Well, that'll be interesting. 877-520-1150. And let's go to David in St. Paul, Minnesota. Hey, David, welcome to the Mike Malloy Show, sir.
Hey, Brad, great to talk to you. Doing a great job.
Thank you.
You know, I just wanted to say I don't agree with any of the libertarian, you know, the smoking dope thing and all, you know, legalized prostitution, whatever. That part of the platform, but everything else as far as anti-regulations, if the corporations are so good mm-hmm. at policing themselves, why don't they prove that they can do it first before we remove any regulations?
Exactly.
And another thing I'd like to point out, Brad, is that, you know, not the progressive movement, you know, we need to take these Ron Paul guys seriously, because, you know, not only are we going to be dealing with Tea Party members of Congress or whatever, we're going to be dealing with more Rand Paul people because they are running for local office.
Mm-hmm.
They are running, you know, so we need to model. They're doing the grassroots things that need to be done to actually make a change within their political system.
You know what? I agree with you. And let me make this point, because if you look at these videos, we've got some at a Brad blog from St. Charles County, Missouri, from Athens, Clark County, Georgia. These folks going to these parties, to these conventions, and standing up against the establishment and demanding certain things from them that, you know, demanding that, for example, that they have the right to vote as per the rules, and they're going en masse in groups, and they're changing the party from the inside. They're getting, you know, their people put in charge of the party at the local level, at the district level, at the state level, and they're not putting up with any crap when the establishment doesn't want them to do this. Now, similarly, boy, I'm saying a lot of nice stuff about Republicans tonight, but similarly, the Tea Party, which is completely fake, and I separate them from the Ron Paul people. The Tea, I used to call the Tea Party, you know, Ron Paul used to be the Tea Partiers. He was going up against George Bush, and he had real Tea Partiers back in, you know, 2007. The fake Tea Partiers, the one that suddenly gave a damn about big government and deficits and wars and everything else as of January 20, 2009, once Barack Obama was sworn in, those are the tea baggers, as far as I'm concerned. They, you know, they're completely phony. But here's the difference. Whether they're phony or not, they, too, are changing the party because they're scaring the hell out of the politicians. And they're putting up their primarying people, and they're, you know, running out the people who they don't like, who are too moderate, who are too reasonable, who are frankly are too sane. They're getting rid of them. So there's a lesson to be learned from that. And I talked a little bit about it last night, and I said that, you know, the Occupy people ought to be looking at that and looking at what the Ron Paul folks are doing. And they ought to be thinking about changing the party from the inside. And I know they shy away from electoral politics, but the fact of the matter is, things change in government. Can change this country. Government does change this country. And if you don't like the government you have, change the goddamn government. Ain't nobody saying it's going to be easy. And yes, you're going to get a few fingers and hips broken as these Ron Paul people are getting at their own Republican conventions. But the Occupy people who say we're staying out of electoral politics, I talked about it last night, and, you know, and I basically said, no, you know, you could stay out of electoral politics if you want. I'm not saying go out and vote for Barack Obama or Mitt Romney or Ron Paul or anything else. I'm saying show up and change the party. Become the party if you don't like it. But to turn away, there was a U.S. Senate candidate out here, David Levitt, who could have had the second slot in California's new top two primary. He could have run against Dianne Feinstein. He was trying to talk to the occupiers because he himself was an occupier. And I saw this firsthand. The occupiers turned away. They said, no, we're staying out of electoral politics. And I'm thinking, are you crazy? This guy is one of you. Wouldn't you like him sitting in the U.S. Senate? Okay. I got some email from Sandy. And she said, hi. This was a response to what I said about the Occupy. She said, hi, you are so wrong. We in the Occupy movement believe that this system is broken. Mike Malloy believes the same. That is the reason for the movement's consensus to not get involved in politics as usual. Now, I appreciate that opinion, Sandy, but the fact of the matter is, yes, I agree with you. Politics is broken. The system is broken. The answer is not to not get involved with it. I never argued that, you know, they should get involved in politics as usual. I think the occupiers ought to get into politics as unusual. I think they ought to take over the whole goddamn party and fix it. Is it broken? Yes, I agree with you. Yes, I agree with Mike Malloy. It's broken. Who's going to fix it? Sandy goes on to say that the Democratic Party is a hair's breadth from the Republicans. Yeah, it is. Fix it. She says, we would be nuts to support and try to re-elect Obama. I never told you to do that. I don't tell anybody to elect anybody. He is a war criminal and a Wall Street shill, she says. Okay. So stop insulting people who call in regarding this matter. If you are so worried about it, get yourself on the street, she told me. Well, I'm glad she did tell me. I'm glad she spoke up. Now, I think she misunderstood me because I'm not insulting anybody. And I'm not telling you who to vote for. One of my suggestions yesterday was that the Occupy people ought to be, if they don't want to get involved in electoral politics proper, they don't want to support any politicians, fine. How about support the process of voting? How about, getting in there and making sure that people can vote if they want to vote? How about making sure that if they want to vote, those votes are counted and counted accurately and transparently in such a way that we all know that they were counted accurately? Yes, it's a broken system. Fix it. I'm not saying it's going to be easy. It's going to be hard. It's going to be harder than hell. And I know a lot of you are out there trying to fix it. I know a lot of the occupiers are trying to fix the system by occupying. And bless you for that. And thank you for taking the pepper spray in the face and the arrests and the outrages and the broken skulls that some of you have taken. Thank you. I can't thank you enough. I'm not kidding. People who stand up in this country and fight back, you guys are my heroes. So I would never denigrate, that effort. But when you have a candidate who is one of your own, who was there in Zuccotti Park from the beginning, and he wants you to think about voting, and he's got a great shot because of this stupid top two primary system we now have in California, when he wants your support to run against Dianne Feinstein, you're worried about Obama as a war criminal and a Wall Street shill? He had a real shot to go up against Dianne Feinstein, war criminal and Wall Street shill, to beat them all. And you guys didn't seem to want anything to do with it. And I said, you guys, all of you out there were not saying the same thing. I realize that. But this system ain't going to fix itself. It's going to have to be fixed. And y'all are doing great work, the occupiers, on the local level, fighting, standing up for people, against the local banks and the foreclosures. Keep it up. Thank you for that. But this government is not going to suddenly get better. If it's going to get better, it's because people like you are going to make it better. That's all I ask. All right, let me get to Jeff in Tampa, Florida. Hey, Jeff, welcome to the Mike Malloy Show, sir.
Hey, Mike.
No.
I'm sorry,
No, he's not.
But thank you for having me on.
Yes. Thank you for being had. How can I help you?
I have in front of me a letter that was written to the Ron Paul campaign people, all the followers that came from Matt Collins, that was put out December 26th. I'm with Watch the Vote 2012, and we had been endeavoring to get vote monitors in all of the states where they were having caucuses, because caucuses are hand-counted rather than computer-counted.
Right.
And we thought, well, one way we could at least verify the count would be as if we could get monitors to get pictures of the tally sheets right there at the precinct before anything got left and got called in anywhere where anybody could tamper with numbers.
Yep.
And we were really working whole hog with our site, making phone calls, promoting and so forth. And 1 week before the Iowa caucuses, Matt Collins, who was paid Ron Paul staffer, one of the big wigs, and particularly working with the Iowa caucuses because it's such an important one, put out a letter that basically told people to back down. specifically, he said, Ron asked that you not contact the Iowa GOP or attempt to act as an observer for the count on caucus night, as uncoordinated actions hurt our cause more than they help.
Hang on, Jeff. So you're saying that Ron Paul did not want people to observe what was going on at those caucuses and take pictures?
That's what this said, this letter from Matt Collins.
Do me a favor, Jeff, and I'm short on time, but send me that. Go to bradblog.com. I got an email address over there. You can find it at the top right of the page. Send me that letter. I'd love to see it. I'm not doubting you. And by the way, if he did send that, I don't care. The hell with him. I'm glad that guys like Edward True stood up and did, report what was going on at those caucuses. And so, Jeff, I got to get to a break here. But thanks for what you're doing there at Watch the Vote. Is it watchthevote.org?
Yeah, watch the vote 2012. Facebook and .com.
Okay. Send me that letter. I'd love to see it, Jeff. A few more minutes here on the Mike Malloy Show and a few more calls, if I can get them in, 877-520-1150. Brad Friedman, watching the vote, watching your democracy, watching the wheels go round and round. Stay tuned.
Like dolphins can swim.
I'll never forget the people I met braving those angry skies. I remember well as the shadows fell, the light of hope in their eyes. And though I'm far away, I still can hear them say, thumbs up. For when the dawn comes up, there'll be bluebirds over the wild.
My thanks tonight to my guests, Trent Lang. You can get more information on AB 16. What is it? Go AB 1648 at yesfairelections.org. Also, my thanks to Doug Weed. Check his blog out at dougweed.wordpress.com. Find out what's going on inside the Romulan brains right now in the Ron Paul side of the Republican Party. Also, my thanks as ever to engineer Tony Sorrentino, Super Duper Associate Producer Margot Paez, who was today promoted to producer. Why? Because our usual producer, Desi Doyen, up and left us. She went out. She ran away with the Young Turks. Quite literally, she ran away with Young Turks. She's on the Young Turks doing something or other. We'll be able to see her doing that tomorrow or Friday, I think, on their panel show, The Point. My thanks also to, For Earth and Jeannie Dean in the bradblog.com chat room. And, of course, as always, to Mike and Kathy Malloy for entrusting me with their microphone. They will be back Monday. We'll be back tomorrow. A couple more minutes here. I wanted to doggone it. Now I had some comments that I wanted to read from Jeannie Dean in the chat room, who disagrees with me about my thoughts on the Occupy folks. Can I find it? I disagree. Oh, here we go. Jeannie Dean says, I disagree with Brad on this Occupy thing. Telling people to fix the broken system by working within it is like telling people who are homeless to just get a home. I'm not so sure about that. The Republican Party is broken and broken as can be. And the Ron Paul people really are changing the party. It's going to take a while, but they're changing it. You may argue for the better or for the worst. The Tea Party people are changing it. You may argue for the better or the worse. Definitely the worst there. But they are changing it. So I'm not sure I agree with Eugenie, but telling people to fix it is like to fix a broken system is like telling people who are homeless to just get a home. I can't agree with that. And then she adds, Brad, yes, Occupy is doing a lot. How much are you expecting from us? And she writes, and we do have folks working both within and outside the system. We need both. Well, I agree with you there. No question. Thanks for getting that in, Jeannie, in time. And let me get to a couple of last phone calls here as quickly as we can. Mark in San Francisco. Hey, Mark, welcome to the Mike Malloy Show. Thank you for holding so long, sir.
No problem, Brad. I wanted to bring up the fact that there's an all-out assault on democracy by the Republican Party. If you look at the voter suppression and what's going on in Michigan with the emergency managers, just basically assigning a mayor, replacing a mayor that was elected by the people.
Yeah.
This is a direct assault. I do not know, Brad, how anybody can vote for these people. I just can't. I mean, what do they have to do more before people stop voting for them?
Who knows if they're voting for them or not, frankly, because we don't bother to count the ballots. But yeah, what's going on in Michigan is unbelievable. I can't believe that more people, folks in the media, the mainstream media, aren't covering it. I can't believe that more people aren't raising holy hell up in Michigan about it. They are signing those petitions to get to have that Rule 4, I think it's called, up there in Michigan, to have that removed. And that's being challenged. They say that the font wasn't large enough on the petitions. So though 300,000 or 400,000 people signed petitions to get that onto the ballot, that's not good enough because the font wasn't large enough. They're challenging that. It's an amazing story. Mark, I gotta run because I'm up against the clock, but thanks for calling in. Do I have time to give Michael 15 seconds? Michael in New York, go, brother.
Hey, Brett, thanks for having me on.
You're welcome, but I only have 15 seconds, so hit it.
I won't vote for Obama because of the kill list, warrantless wiretapping, the fact that he declares that he has the right to kill people around the world, including American citizens. Anwar al-Awlaki, for example, who was killed without a trial, without due process. This is a man who's a constitutional law professor. I'm appalled. I'm disgusted. I voted for him in 2008. Won't vote again.
Well done, sir. Good use of your public airwaves. I appreciate hearing your thoughts. We'll be back tomorrow night with another thrilling episode of the Mike Malloy Program. Until then, you can find me on the Twitters at TheBradBlog, at Bradblog.com. I'm Brad Friedman. Keep it lit.